Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winger from Stripes.
I love it. I was born in 86, but the comedies of the late 70s and early 80s, probably the best run of any comedy movie ever. This is the Danny Parkin Show, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You can follow me on Twitter at Danny Parkins. Follow the network at CBS Sports Radio. Sirius 206, over 200 affiliates across the country, and of course, the radio.com app. My executive producer is Ryan Hickey, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is the number. And Ryan Hickey, you're a big Colts fan, aren't you, Ryan?
I am. So yesterday was pretty nice.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I'm sorry it has to come, you know. Thank you. Thank you.
No, listen, don't worry about the Bears when we're talking about your Colts. And here's the thing, like, I was, like everybody, a huge believer in Andrew Luck. And then the injuries and throwing shoulder and the could he throw a high school football and all that stuff. But the guy's not going to win the MVP. But I'll tell you what he is. I think he is the second choice as an answer to the following question. If you were going to start your NFL team tomorrow and you could pick your quarterback, who are you picking? I think the answer is Pat Mahomes 1, Andrew Luck 2, Russell Wilson 3. And I'm sure I'd get some debate from a lot of people out there. I'm sure Cleveland fans would put Baker Mayfield in the conversation. Maybe Philly fans would want to talk themselves into Carson Wentz. I know Bears fans are bullish on Mitch Trubisky, Texans fans on Deshaun Watson, Rams fans on Jared Goff. I still think that Aaron Rodgers is the best player in football, and I expect him to have a huge bounce-back year when he finally gets some competent coaching next year. But Rodgers makes a boatload of money and is on the wrong side of 35. It's clearly not Brady anymore. Breeze is remarkable, but I'm not talking about winning one game, and I'm not talking about for one season. I'm talking about if you factor it all in, age, accomplishments, money, contract, and you say, I'm starting a team tomorrow. So I want to be competitive tomorrow, but I also want to be able to grow with the guy and have him for a long time. Who are you taking? I think the answer is Pat Mahomes 1, Andrew Luck 2, Russell Wilson 3. And each one of those presents really interesting arguments for and against them in terms of the order. And you can weigh in at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Because obviously Pat Mahomes has accomplished the least. And we know that progress isn't always linear. Right? Like Deshaun Watson, 19 touchdowns, 6 picks, then blew out his knee. He's coming back. Second time he's blown out his knee, once in the pros, once in college. Carson Wentz, 13 games in the NFL. Looked like he was going to be the MVP, blew out his knee. Now he's got back problems. Carson Wentz has had injuries now, significant injuries for 4 straight seasons. Missed 8 games in college. Carson Wentz, serious concerns about staying healthy. So like you could tell, you could convince me, hey, Pat Mahomes, Parkins, he's only got one season, albeit one historic season, a 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown season. It's one of the 3 or 4 greatest quarterback seasons in the history of the sport. Only 3 guys have ever done 50 touchdowns. The other 2 are Brady and Manning. So when you factor in that plus the rookie contract, not to mention the situation that he's in, but we're just drafting quarterbacks, but he's in it. He was dealt pocket aces. Andy Reid, who for my money is the second best head coach in the NFL behind Belichick. Tyreek Hill, the best deep threat in the NFL. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the NFL. Had Kareem Hunt. We know what happened there. Number one pick at left tackle. Best right tackle in the NFL in Mitchell Schwartz. Decent investment up front in the offensive line. Mitch Morse, a second round pick. Like, Pat Mahomes was dealt pocket aces with the ability to sit out his first year behind Alex Smith and learn. He was put in the absolute perfect situation. Like, if the Bears would have traded up for Mahomes instead of Trubisky, I think that Mahomes obviously would be better than Trubisky, but I don't think that he would be having, he would not be an MVP if he was a Bear, because football's the ultimate team game and situation and circumstance matters a great deal. But Pat Mahomes, to me, looks like Aaron Rodgers in that he is the most talented young quarterback in the NFL. The throws he can make, he can make every throw on the field. He's got mobility. He seems to have poise. He's got the intelligence. He's got the creativity. He's got the upside. He's a remarkable player. I will be surprised if he has first game jitters that are meaningful, not because great Hall of Fame quarterbacks haven't, but he's just in such an unbelievable position to succeed. Like, he's not a great quarterback who ends up being a Hall of Famer who in his first game is, you know, 9-7 in a wild card team on the road. He's got the coach, he's got the weapons, and he's at home. So, like, I think Mahomes is the guy. He's who I would take fairly confidently. But Andrew Luck, what an unbelievable season. And yeah, he's 29 years old, and yeah, he signed a big contract. But this was a guy who, for forever, look at these sack numbers. Sacked 41 times his rookie year, 32 his second year, 27 his third year, 15 his fourth year, but he only played in 7 games, then 41 sacks again last year. It's like if this guy plays a full season, he gets sacked a ton. And then this year, with the investment they made in the offensive line, obviously highlighted by first-team All-Pro rookie, 6th overall pick, Quentin Nelson. Guy gets sacked 18 times. He gets his shoulder fixed. He completes 67% of his passes, throws for 4,600 yards and 39 touchdowns. Turned Eric Ebron into having, arguably, in terms of touchdowns per game, the second greatest tight end season in the history of the NFL behind Rob Gronkowski. And the Colts have 9 draft picks and $100 million in cap space, $100 million-plus in cap space. But the Colts are going to be a problem for the next 5 years because they have Chris Ballard, who's a phenomenal evaluator of talent. Looks like they got it right at coach. And they've got a stud quarterback who, if he stays healthy, and obviously that's a huge if, but it's a huge if for everybody. And it doesn't look like he's lost anything physically from coming back from that shoulder injury. I don't think it's insane at all to say that Andrew Luck is the second most valuable quarterback commodity in the NFL. When you factor it all in. Contract, age, talent, upside, and floor, by the way. Like, you trot out Andrew Luck, you're going to get a good player. And then the third guy, who I would take third, if I'm starting a team and I need a quarterback, is another guy who's been paid in Russell Wilson. But that's what made what Seattle did so baffling. And I know they were the number one rushing team in the NFL, and I know that Chris Carson has had a fantastic season. But how in the world is Seattle that conservative against the Cowboys? They finally let him throw late, and it was too little too late. But that's a guy who has done more with less. And Doug Baldwin's a nice player. He doesn't drop passes. And Tyler Lockett, he's living up to his billing, and it's nice, but I don't understand how, with the Cowboys front seven and how much they were stifling the running offense of the Seahawks, you don't let the best player on the field let it rip a little bit more. You've got Russell Wilson. You have a top five quarterback in the sport. And I third for this conversation for me, in terms of you're building a franchise around him and you've got long term. Obviously, I would take Breeze ahead of him. I would take some guys ahead of him, you know, for like if I need to win a game tomorrow, there's maybe one or two extra guys that I'd put in front of him. But Breeze is too old in terms of building a team around him. To me, those are the three guys. They're just spectacular talents that the league should feel very, very good about. Because that was part of the conversation around the ratings drop last year, was what's going to happen in a post-Peyton Manning, you know, while ago Favre leaves, now Manning leaves, Brady's getting to the, you know, he's on the wrong side of 40-41, looking like he's slipping, Romo leaves, Cowboys are described as America's team, but America's team's got to have a star quarterback, and Dak Prescott is not good. We'll see if the Cowboys bring those ratings juggernauts that they've brought in the past. They were America's team because they have a huge fan base and because they had star quarterbacks. Dak Prescott is not a star quarterback. But the league is healthy all of a sudden at quarterback. Really healthy. L.A. loves their quarterback with Goff in terms of young quarterbacks. The Bears and Trubisky, the Texans and Watson, the Chiefs and Mahomes, the Eagles and Wentz, the Browns and Mayfield, even the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, and it was controversial to keep him in. I thought you had to because your option is Joe Flacco, not anybody good. You turn your team over to Lamar Jackson, you got to play him. You used a first-round pick on him. You average 230 rushing yards a game in his seven starts. He's going to be your guy next year. You're going to bench him after a half of bad football, and it was bad. I mean, three fumbles in the first eight plays, lost one of them, then threw a pick, down double digits quick. It was awful. But Ravens fans still have a lot to be excited about with Lamar Jackson. But those are just the under 25 quarterbacks. If you go to the under 30 quarterbacks and you include Andrew Luck, the NFL is in very, very good shape. But I'm curious. 855-212-4227. You're building a team. You need a quarterback. You taking any umbrage with the order? Pat Mahomes 1, Andrew Luck 2, Russell Wilson 3. It's crazy because I want to put Baker Mayfield 4, but I don't think I can. He looked incredible this season. I think the Browns are in a great spot going forward. I think it's the second best coaching vacancy in the NFL, coaching opening, behind the Packers. But I would still just be worried about inconsistency and too small of a sample in the league figuring them out a little bit. But I really do think right now, Andrew Luck is so clearly all the way back that we'll have the conversation about him and we'll start putting him in the that list, it's a real short list of guys that had all the hype in the world and lived up to it. LeBron James, Bryce Harper, Tiger Woods, guys like that. Because you remind me, Andrew Luck was called the best quarterback prospect since John Elway. And assuming Andrew Luck's healthy going forward, he seems to me to be poised to just rattle off 5,000-yard seasons, MVP seasons. The Colts are all of a sudden so healthy as an organization. With draft picks, the offensive line, the quarterback, the GM, the coach, he's just in such a good position to succeed that I will be floored if Andrew Luck doesn't have a Hall of Fame career. But I'd say the same about Pat Mahomes, honestly, because he's set up to be in just as good of a spot. They don't have as good a cap position or as many draft picks because they had to trade up to get Pat Mahomes, but the team's better. He's got the better coach. He's got the better skill position talent. Like, they're better right now. I cannot wait for Chiefs-Colts. We'll get more into that game in a little bit. 855-212-4227. Let's go to, you know what? We'll take some calls on this quarterback topic when we come back. My clock's a little off in here. But I want to talk about building teams around these young quarterbacks for the future and continue to react to Wild Card Weekend. And we're going to bring on one of my friends and one of the most talented radio people in the country coming up at midnight Eastern, so 45 minutes away from that. 855-212-4CBS. This is the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
It is the Danny Parkin Show coming to you live across the country, Sirius 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, the radio.com app, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at Geico.com. Discussing if you were starting a team tomorrow, what quarterback would you take for your team? And what would the list look like? Because Pat Mahomes, to me, is number one. The upside, the talent, the physical skill set reminds me a lot of a young Aaron Rodgers, the guy who can do everything on the field, and he's being molded by Andy Reid. So I'll just be floored if he doesn't have a great career. But after watching Andrew Luck in that game against the Texans, and I know it seems silly, it was fairly pedestrian if you look at the numbers. 59% completion percentage, 222 yards passing, two touchdowns, a pick, passer rating of 88. Nothing great. But it just cemented. He easily could have had three touchdowns. They ran one in close. Colts defense, number one defense in the NFL the last 10 weeks. He's just back. And he's just awesome. He's 29 years old, he's healthy, he's protected, he's in a great situation, but individually, he's awesome. 4,600 passing yards, 39 touchdowns, 67% completion percentage, good yards per attempt, got the ball out quick, zip on the ball, 29 years old. He'd be my number two. I just think that he's going to live up to the hype, and the Colts are in such a good position. And that we're not drafting teams, we're just drafting quarterbacks, but as an aside, over $100 million in cap space, nine draft picks, and a great GM. Yeah, Andrew Luck's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to have the next 5 years are going to just be monsters for Andrew Luck. Absolute monsters. And my EP, Ryan Hickey, is a big Colts fan. Am I off on Andrew Luck, or what's your take on where he's at right now in his career as he approaches 30?
No, I would totally agree. I mean, I think with, you know, in terms of drafting quarterbacks and talking just about arm talent purely, I think Patrick Mahomes is number one and Luck is a little tier below just because no one can really match Mahomes. But you look at everything he can do, just the touch he can put on the ball, the tight windows he fits it in. I mean, he definitely is back. That shoulder surgery, he's fully healed from it. I think he's just proven that why, you know, he is still reliable. It takes big hits even though he doesn't get sacked too often. I think he's just a full package to where, not to sound too much of a homer, but watching him this year, I mean, I could even elevate him above Mahomes just because he's still accomplished more while still being under 30 on the younger side. He's just a winner, and he's just, you know, he's made the arm talent to really prove that he's completely back and can be in that Mahomes category in terms of making every throw.
Yeah, listen, he can make every throw. The reason I'll keep Mahomes above him is he hasn't had the big injury, and you get him on the rookie contract, which is just so valuable. Now, the Colts are in such a good cap spot that it doesn't really affect the Colts, but if I was starting a team, it's easier to build a great team around Mahomes' contract than Luck's. But to your point, Luck's been fantastic. So to me, it's Mahomes, Luck, Russell Wilson, 1-2-3, and the debate starts at 4. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Nathan in Oregon. Oregon? I always pronounce that one wrong. Nathan, how do I pronounce the name of your state?
It's Oregon. Yeah, it's Oregon. Mason, by the way. Mason. But nonetheless.
Oh, so I got both wrong. Mason and Oregon.
No,
right,
no worries. No worries.
My bad.
Nonetheless, I have no issue with Russell Wilson or with Andrew Luck, really. I would say with as far as it goes, aside from that, you have so much, you know, that is unproven with Mahomes. We haven't even seen him in a playoff game yet, first off. And on top of that, like, I want to know, because Carson Wentz doesn't have a playoff win yet. He can't stay healthy. Very reminiscent of, like, what kind of happened with Romo down the stretch. As far as this goes, what happens with Dak Prescott? As far as what does Dak Prescott have to do to garner respect? He arguably outplayed Aaron Rodgers in that first playoff matchup. The defense let Prescott down in that game, and he played tremendous last night as well. So,
listen,
that's my question.
You know, tremendous. You're giving him tremendous for last night. One touchdown, one pick, 66% for 200 yards. I mean,
I don't think the interception was necessarily on him, though.
No,
it should have been a catch by Noah Brown, and Hearns was out, but nonetheless.
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate the call. Dak, to me, is too careless with the football when it comes to fumbles. This guy, what, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11. Guy had 12 fumbles this year. 12 fumbles. That's insane. Like, he's just kind of careless with the ball. And I also think that he is in such a great spot. He's just in such a great position to be successful because of that offensive line. Like, think about what they've done. And I know, you know, Travis Frederick and the illness or the health condition, but invested in Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and Ezekiel Elliott, just put in such a good position to succeed and still relatively pedestrian. And I know that they had no pass catching talent before the Amari Cooper trade and that Allen Hurns injury was gruesome to watch. I can't believe they say that he might be ready for training camp next year, by the way. Football players are superheroes. But Dak Prescott, to me, is way too careless with the football and way too good of a situation with the offensive line for me to have him in that conversation. I honestly am not sure if he's in the top 10. I'd have to do the list out further, but if I'm starting a team tomorrow, guys I definitively would rather have than Dak Prescott include Mahomes, Luck, Wilson, Wentz, Mayfield, Watson, and then Trubisky. So that's six. And then Trubisky, Goff, Watson. Like, there's just a lot of guys, man, that come into play before I can even get to them. I mean, I think Cam Newton's actually going to be better in his 30s than a lot of people give him credit for, but I will at least concede that that's a minority opinion and a debate. But, yeah, I got a firm six guys in front of him, if not eight. Let's go to Alabama and welcome Dave to CBS Sports Radio. Dave, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I completely agree with the Andrew Luck thing. I believe Andrew Luck almost makes any team in the league better if you add him. Put him on the Falcons. Put him on the Falcons right now.
I agree. He's that type of player. He's that type of talent. I agree.
Any team. Put him on the Buccaneers right now.
I agree.
Give him Mike Evans. Put him in Dallas, please. I'm a Cowboys fan, an Alabama fan. Jesus, I'd take Andrew Luck right now. Right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Andrew Luck was in college, I agree. You guys would be even bigger favorites over Clemson. I agree.
No, for sure. But I'm talking about Andrew Luck in Dallas.
Yeah, man, he's clearly better than Dak. He's a monster. But do you have another quarterback that you'd like to add to the list?
I really just wanted to get your thought on what team's going to tank for Tua next year.
Tua's going to be a monster, man. I appreciate the call. We're going to talk about Clemson-Bama probably in the last hour of the show, the 1 a.m. Eastern hour of the show, once it officially turns to Championship Monday on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone, because I'm a pretty big Clemson fan and follower of Clemson football because my wife and sister, they're different people, but they both went to Clemson kind of coincidentally, didn't know each other, weren't there at the same time, but I've watched every Clemson football game in the last 5 years. I am very, very much looking forward to this game on Monday, so we'll get into that a little bit later on. And yeah, Tua will be the number one pick next year, and Trevor Lawrence will be the number one pick the year after that. But I can't put Tua on a list of guys I'd start an NFL team over before he's even got to the NFL. But he is an absolutely perfect fit for the modern NFL. We're going to talk to one of the best radio hosts and one of my best friends coming up, 11 Central, midnight Eastern.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
It is the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio, cbsportsradio.com, Sirius 206 across the country. You can follow me at Danny Parkins on Twitter. based out of Chicago, just came over from Soldier Field, where the Bears lost in heartbreaking fashion, 16-15 to the Eagles. So now the Eagles head to New Orleans, and the Cowboys go to L.A. to take on the Rams. I actually like the Cowboys in that game. There's just something about how that Rams team finished the season. We're talking about how watching Andrew Luck yesterday kind of solidified something for me, that he's all the way back, and he's back on track to be a Hall of Famer. He was awesome early. He's got the pelts on the wall. He's proven that he can do it in the postseason, not just because of yesterday. Obviously, he has the biggest playoff comeback in NFL history. He was down 38-10 to the Chiefs, came back and won that game 45-44. And I think that he's going to go on a five-year run here where we're going to be talking about him like we talk about guys like Bryce Harper, Tiger Woods, LeBron James, where he was called the best quarterback prospect since Elway, and he's actually going to live up to the hype. They got over $100 million in cap space. They got the GM. They got the coach. They've got the quarterback. They got 9 draft picks. And they also have an offensive line that's protecting him. He was hardly touched this year, which for a guy with his injury history is obviously significant. Sacked only 18 times in the regular season, but I still can't put him above Pat Mahomes, because Pat Mahomes is all of those things, and he hasn't been hurt, and he's still on a rookie contract in terms of, I'm building a team around a guy tomorrow, who am I taking? And my guest coming up at midnight Eastern is Carrington Harrison. I did 5 years of radio with this guy. He's one of my best friends in the world. He's wildly talented, and people should hear him on a national stage. So we're going to talk Wild Card Weekend and Chiefs-Colts and Pat Mahomes with him coming up at midnight Eastern. But 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, discussing, if you could, choose any quarterback in the league, build your team around him starting tomorrow. What's your order? I go Mahomes 1, Luck 2, Russell Wilson 3. George in L.A. has a name that I should be considering. What's up, George? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Danny Parker. I really liked your show, man.
Parkins, but that's okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry if I said it wrong, but the only reason I disagree is because Goff, to me, is better than people don't give him credit. And I think because of the coach McVay, and I believe I would go Mahomes, Goff, and then Andrew Luck. Because Goff technically is really on his second year, because Fisher knew nothing about him, almost destroyed him. And I think McVay has the talent coach-wise to make him a much better quarterback. I think he's going to get better. Mahomes is going to get better.
But here's my question. Here's my question, George, because you're absolutely right about Jeff Fisher, and you're absolutely right that Sean McVay gets a ton of credit for what's happening in L.A. But what I'm talking about is you take the quarterback and you start your team with him. So if I'm starting, you know, an expansion NFL team in Montreal, and I get Jared Goff, but I don't get Sean McVay, you think he's this good? Like if you think he's good, he's still somewhat a product of that system.
No, I agree with you. In that scenario, I wouldn't take him in the first three. But with McVay, I would. But one thing I was going to tell you real quick, if I could, Gurley got injured in that Chicago game. They weren't the same that game in Philadelphia. It was a miracle to get C.J. Anderson, because everything about the Rams runs through the running back, if you notice that. And Gurley's chomping at the bit for next week. And I don't think the game against the Cowboys is going to be that close.
What do you make of what the Cowboys did to the Saints in that front seven?
Well, that was very impressive. That was in Dallas, you know. And Cowboys are the same team on the road. And the Cowboys, their secondary is terrible.
Yeah, their secondary isn't good, George. I appreciate the call, but everyone says, "Oh, well, that Cowboys game was in Dallas." It was, but have you guys ever been to Cowboys Stadium? I have, not for a Cowboys game, but it's just a different beast. I was there for a Michigan-Alabama game, and the crowd was split, probably 60-40 Bama, but it's legitimately seven stories. Like, there's no big grouping of people, even though the stadium can expand and hold over 100,000 if you add ancillary seating in there. It's just, it's an unbelievable stadium to go to. The video board is everything everyone says it is. I think it's an incredible place to watch a game, but it's not loud, because there's
14 rows and then a new section and then 22 rows and then a new section and then a row of luxury boxes and then 8 rows and then a luxury box. And it's just, everyone's just kind of spread out. The place is massive. Like I've never once watched a game at Cowboys Stadium and be like, wow, what a tough place to play. I thought, what a cool place to play. But I've never thought, wow, what a tough place to play. So when Dallas did that and it was also on field turf, just like where the Saints play, you know, yeah, it's not as impressive as doing it in the Superdome, but that showed me like, wow, that defense is legit. Think about it. I mean, they've got Jalen Smith, they got Van Der Esch, and they've got DeMarcus Lawrence all in their front seven. Those are three all-world players. That is a wildly talented group that I think can make life difficult on anybody. And there's something about Goff that I just don't trust. It seems like when they lost Cooper Kupp and people figured it out, like the system a little bit, that he's just a little too robotic, a little too much a product of the system. Like if the first read breaks down, he kind of breaks down. And by the way, that might be good enough to win an MVP and win a Super Bowl one day. Because the system is so good, and Gurley is so good, and McVay is so good, and Aaron Donald is so good. Like, it absolutely might be good enough. I don't know. But, you know, Matt Ryan won an MVP by being a totally mediocre quarterback every other year of his career. But one year he had Julio Jones, Kyle Shanahan, two running backs, and he won an MVP. So you can be great if you're a system quarterback and all the stars align. But we're talking about you're building a team around the quarterback. You don't get the coach that comes with them. So Goff, to me, is not that special of a talent. He hasn't proven to be that yet outside of where he's at. Let's go to Ohio, 855-212-4227. Frank, my guess is, given where you're calling from, I know the name that you're going to put on this list.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah, you probably heard it from the screener as well. But yeah, if I want to build my team around a quarterback, the Browns, buddy, I'm going Baker Mayfield. This guy's phenomenal. Look at the turnaround in one year for the Browns. They haven't been exciting for a decade, and they pulled off. You know, they didn't make the playoffs, but he played fantastic.
But so hold on, I'll let you respond. But be honest. Tomorrow, I'm offering you a trade. Pat Mahomes for Baker Mayfield. You're a Browns fan. You're saying no?
I'm about the guy. He's keeping Baker Mayfield. He's got
You're keeping Baker Mayfield over Pat Mahomes.
I am, because he's got the it factor. He wants to be in Cleveland. I don't know if Pat Mahomes would want to be in Cleveland. So
okay,
I'm Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
I put Mahomes second, if I'm building a franchise, I'm putting Rodgers third. I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. He might have had a bad year, but if I'm building a franchise where I get to pick the coach and all the players around him, I'm still going Rodgers third.
Wow, okay, then you really love Baker Mayfield. Frank, I appreciate the call, man. Listen, I think that Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. Now, Mahomes might be coming for him. But singular talent, isolating talent within a team sport, which is what football general managers have to do, and it's the hardest part of their job. Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen play the position. The deep balls thrown through tight windows, on a run, overcoming bad coaching, overcoming inept organizational personnel development. He is just a remarkable player, and it is negligent that he's only been to one Super Bowl. But if you're factoring in wants to be in Cleveland, then sure, Baker Mayfield saying all the right things. And by the way, Baker Mayfield seems amazing. He seems great. I am absolutely a fan, and I'm rooting for him, and I think that a lot of the crap that he took coming out of the draft was nonsense, and I said so at the time. I'm a fan, and I'm rooting for him. And he's probably in my top five. But Aaron Rodgers is 35 years old. So if I'm starting a franchise and I could get Pat Mahomes on a rookie deal or Andrew Luck at 29 or Russell Wilson in his 20s or Baker Mayfield on his rookie deal in his second year in the league, I'm taking those guys because I know they're good and I know they'll be good for 10 years. Whereas Rodgers, he's had injury problems. If I had to pick a quarterback for next season, I'm taking Rodgers. Probably. Maybe Mahomes. But Rodgers is – I need a guy for next season. I'm taking him. But I'm starting a team and I'm going all out? I don't think so. This whole conversation started because of Andrew Luck and the Colts and watching that game and just having it be solidified that, like, man, that guy is – he is back. He's back on track. And I think we're watching a Hall of Famer who's about to enter his prime in an unbelievable organizational position. And what was interesting, too, about that game in this Colts season is – and you saw it during the broadcast yesterday of Colts-Texans. They have the first pair of rookies to be first-team All-Pros in Darius Leonard, the linebacker, and Quentin Nelson, the guard, since Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus for the Bears. A phenomenal draft by Chris Ballard. So the Colts got it right at GM. They got it right at coach. They got it right in the draft. And they've got all this draft, all these draft picks and all this money to spend. So it looks like they're in good hands going forward. But I was thinking about Quentin Nelson because, so I'm here in Chicago. I watch Notre Dame football. Knew all about Quentin Nelson. Knew he was going to be incredible. People who I trusted in the sport told me that he was the best guard prospect in 20 years. Knew he was going to be great. But, you know, as you watch football and you watch sports and you learn and you just file more things in your database, like you adjust your worldview and you start thinking about things and you maybe learn where you were wrong and why you got things wrong in the past with predictions or scouting players or whatever the case may be. And before the draft, I said about Saquon Barkley and the Giants and Quentin Nelson and the Colts, I said, I think those two players are the two best players in the draft, but I'm not sure I liked either of the picks, even though I liked Quentin Nelson to the Colts more than I liked Saquon Barkley to the Giants, because it just felt like in a salary cap sport that taking players at those positions that highly, you were spending too much money on that position and you gave them too high of a bar to clear. For example, Saquon Barkley, when he was drafted second overall, immediately got the second most guaranteed money ever in the history of the league to a running back. Now, Todd Gurley has since surpassed it, but it was Adrian Peterson 1, Adrian Peterson 1, Saquon Barkley 2. So to me, it was like, for Saquon Barkley to live up to that money, given his position, and they need a quarterback, he has to be all pro good for a while. And he had nearly 2,000 yards from scrimmage, so he's on the right path. But it's no guarantee that he'll live up to that money because of how often that position gets hurt. Now, Quentin Nelson of the Colts was a little bit more understandable and defensible to me at the time because of the Andrew Luck health issue and how badly they needed to protect him. But still, a guard at 6 seemed like a risk and too much money. But I think what I got to reevaluate about those two picks is just get stars. If you know a guy's going to be a star, take him and don't worry about the position. Now, I think there's still a really compelling argument that the Giants should have drafted Sam Darnold over Saquon Barkley. But I don't think there's a good argument that the Colts would have been better off drafting anybody else than Quentin Nelson. Maybe, ironically, Saquon Barkley. But I bet you if the Colts had the number one pick in the draft last year, and they could have had Chubb or Denzel Ward or Saquon Barkley, I bet you they would have seriously considered Quentin Nelson because the biggest thing in their franchise is protecting Andrew Luck. So it's just an aside, but I was thinking about that watching the game. Regardless of position, get the stud. Speaking of a stud, he's one of the best radio hosts in the country. He does afternoons in Kansas City. We worked together for 5 years. We're going to talk Pat Mahomes and Wild Card Weekend and hang out with my friend. We're going to do that on this show sometimes. Carrington Harrison going to join me next. This is the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.